Blog Talk Radio.
Mark Rawson, and you're listening to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte and Mike on Spiritual Connections Radio. I'm going to talk about both of them for a minute, and when I do that, you can check out their links off of the Spiritual Connection website. Their links are listed under the section further down the page where we have the write-up on both of them. And of course, that website is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So welcome, everybody, to another great night of the St. Germain Radio Show. As you know, this is a one-off. We generally run the show the second Tuesday of the month, but with the travel schedules the way they are, we're going to do this show today. As always, if you missed the show or you want to go back and listen to any other show, feel free to go back to the website, and you can go to the archives and listen to any of the shows. They're available through iTunes, download as MP3s, and everything like that. So I'd like to welcome everybody. As you heard in the music in the beginning, that's called Ascension Clip, and it's one of Mike's songs. He's going to be playing some music and channeling it a little bit later in the show. And you can go to his website. He's got a number of his CDs and everything that you can purchase that are absolutely incredible. So, you know, make sure to go to the website and check out his stuff. Brigitte will be channeling St. Germain this evening for the radio show, and make sure to go to her website and check out all the great classes. Up on the main webpage, we just posted the events hyperlink, so if you click on that, you can actually pull up all the great training events that you can go see and train with her over in Clinton, New Jersey this month and next month. So I just wanted to start, let you know that this is Mark Rawson. I'm broadcasting live from the south of France. Yes, it's probably around 3 o'clock in the morning for me. But as always, I'd love to get on and support Mike and Brigitte. Hey, Brigitte, can you hear me okay? I got a little background noise on my side.
I can hear you fine. You're coming through perfectly. It's hard to believe that you're actually calling in from France. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, the world is getting smaller, you know, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I learned it a long time ago. It's basically two soup cans and a piece of string. So, as always, if you want to check out my stuff or all the different things that I have listed on my website, you can go to markarawson.com, and that's Mark with a K, middle initial A, last name Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. And the reason why I'm here in France, you can take a look at it on my website, is I'm doing a training retreat here in about a week or so. The RSVP actually is going to close out this Friday, so if you haven't booked your trip yet, we still have a couple of places open for people. You get a chance to come out here and stay in the south of France at one of the two houses, and one of them has a classroom in it. And we're doing the Missing Piece Seminar, which has to do with 50% growing yourself personally as far as your spiritual journey, and 50% learning the whole business aspects of whatever you want to do as far as either becoming a teacher or starting your own spiritual business, or getting yourself in a position where you can actually set yourself up to use your tools to donate your time and help others. So If you want to take a look at that, go ahead and check that out on the website. And with that, I'm going to hand this back over to Brigida. Go ahead, Brigida.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Now, it sounds really exciting what you do in France. We got a little bit of a taste of it at the Center for Transformation in Clinton when Mark, I think it was a week ago, I don't know, time goes very fast, but a week ago he did, he talked about balance and showed us a little bit of a meditation that helps you to maintain balance within heaven and earth. And it was really beautiful. We had music with Mike, and I believe there's a recording of it too that you can check out, which will give you a little bit of a taste of what is to come at the retreat weekend. So if you have the chance to go to France, by all means do so. It's a beautiful country, and I'm sure it would be incredibly powerful to just go for that retreat weekend. And Mark also offers amazing other radio shows on radio, Spiritual Radio Connections. Am I saying it right?
I'm like close enough. It's actually Spiritual Connections Radio, but
yes.
No problem at all. Thank you.
Sorry. But check it out, especially on Thursdays. He always is interviewing someone new. And then Mike and Mark also have the men's show, which I think is so great, where it really addresses spirituality for the divine masculine, which sometimes due to the education and everything else is so hard to open up to, and yet it's there and it's powerful and it's profound. So check it out. That's every third Tuesday evening of the month. You really will like it. So today we have the Saint Germain radio show. It is not just about the three of us, Mike, Mark, and me, but it is about Saint Germain, who is an ascended master, whose main focus at this time is to assist and support us in our ascension process, in our process of transformation. And I think we can all agree that humanity is going through a major, major shift, through much transformation, discarding of the old belief systems. And with that purging, of course, there are a lot of toxins coming up to be released. In our hands, what we see in Syria and what we see in Japan, where toxins are being used to harm the environment, to harm humanity. And so it is really for us to focus more than ever on the light within, to send that out into our surroundings, into the world. And I'm sure Saint Germain is going to address that as we have learned all the tools and as we've learned all these different methods to really focus our vision of love and light. And now we are asked to step up to the plate and to really do it and to not fear that we are just a drop in the ocean, but to own that we are all aspects of God, just create all that is. And as such, we do make a difference. So this radio show is not just about Saint Germain coming through and talking to everybody, but it's also a little bit to gather a group and to focus a group consciousness into a direction, whether it is something that Saint Germain talks about, a meditation he brings through, but it's realizing the power in the numbers, the power is in the group. And I can only invite you to seek out groups, to create groups, to really focus your energy and send it out into the world. James Twyman is doing it. Many of the spiritual leaders are doing this. And even so, it sometimes seems like we are up against such a mountain of rigid old belief systems, the truth is we do make a difference, and we have to believe in that, and we actually have to move from simply believing in it into a state of knowingness so that we can even become more effective. And so here tonight we invite you to realize that as you open yourself up to the healing energy of Saint Germain and his violet flame of transformation and transmutation, and you allow yourself to feel your own inner sacredness as he touches your soul, first through the music that Mike is going to play, and where Saint Germain will channel through Mike to reach you through the universal tones of music. And then later, greater when he talks to you directly. So really open yourself up to listen what is given to you beyond the words that are being said, as this is an opportunity not only to hear for yourself, but then also to pay it forward, to send this healing energy out into the world. I don't know about you, but I look around and more people are going through very huge awakening processes, and sometimes rather emotional and painful. So as we become stronger, then we can also more strongly assist those who are reaching out for help, and that's what we light workers and the way you show us that we are really meant to do. And not one is better or greater or stronger than the other. It's really a team effort at this time, and we do all need each other. And that's what the masters and the angels alike want to remind us, that it's not just them, the masters and the angels. It is in recognizing the divinity within yourself. It is in recognizing the master self, the angelic self, also within you, that as you do that, as you see that within yourself, you will also be able to see it in others, and you will assist in awakening the divinity, the divine light within others, by being willing to see it in them too. So lots of work for us at Light Workers at this time, leading up to the darker days, leading up to the fall equinox. So let's get to it. I also want to mention again, some of you probably felt that we had two planetary alignments. We had one on July 29th and then one again on August 25th that specifically affected America, but then, of course, the rest of the world, as the planets aligned in the form of the Star of David, the six-pointed star around the capital of America, Washington, D.C. And with that comes very much the power of merging, of aligning the higher self with the lower self. So wherever we feel that we are not in that alignment, it will come right to the surface, right into our awareness, to make some new choices and to be more truthful towards our own self, to take a look at where we still need to be willing to flow with the changes instead of against them. So August 28th was also a very powerful day, a lot of shifts, a lot of openings. So there's something in that that we can really look forward to as the veils are getting thinner again, and as we will find ways to even further open ourselves up to our divine gift, as the inner realm schooling will certainly accelerate now in the days and nights to come. So that is something we can certainly look forward to. So now I'm going to hand it over to Mike. Our music channel, who will actually this upcoming Saturday perform first for individual sessions and then for an evening event out of Clinton. So if you are in the area, I certainly would invite you to come. It's beautiful. It's profound. It's heart-opening. It's very healing. It's something worth doing for yourself to simply recalibrate yourself and help you, strengthen you on your way out in the world. All right, Mike, we're giving it over to you now. If you want to say anything, now's your time, or just start playing your beautiful music. The beautiful display, let me up to you.
Okay, I'm ready to do some music.
All right.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers, all of those who so much are focusing on bringing forth love and light into the world. Please hear and feel our deepest gratitude for everything that you've been willing to do up until this point. And we understand how painful some of the transformation has been for you in your life, and how lonely at times it has been in the midst of such chaos. And yet here you are, forging forward with strength and commitment, not willing to let the outer limit the inner. And that is most beautiful. And I think, Jermaine, I'm here to support you. But not only to support you, but to also support through you the rest of the earth. Because you are an extension of the earth. And as we support you, we are also supporting all of the earth. Just like you are not an individual standing singled out, but you are a part of the human body and the human soul. And so as you support yourself, you're also supporting all that is here on earth. And so it is of the utmost importance to remind you again and again to nurture your soul, to nurture yourself in the best possible way to empower you to withstand all of the chaos and all of the drama experienced by so many at this time on earth. Don't let yourself get pulled into the fear of believing that there are so many toxins in the world that soon you will not be able to find any type of food that is free of these toxins. You hold the gift within your hands, within your heart, within your essence, to transform and transmute toxins, discordant energies, negativity, darkness, into the vibration of love and light. So it is important to not allow yourself to be pulled into the doomsday thinking that some are bringing forth, whether it's politicians or economists or medias alike. Don't allow yourself to get pulled into this. Everything seems very intense right now, and for many it is, truly, because they are going through a physical shift and change. And there are those for who it is time to leave their physical body behind and to ascend to a higher form of existence, or to come back in a new body and to come back stronger and more powerful and more effective in that what they need to anchor here on earth. Because life is not just limited to one lifetime. And that, my dear friends, you know, there is so much more going on beyond this lifetime that is equally important. So if you mourn someone that you've lost, realize they are not lost. They're only in the higher realms, preparing either for a more effective way to assist in physical form as they come back, or they assist from the higher realm those who are left behind. Don't see the loss, the ending, the closing of a door as an absolute. It never is an absolute as much as it appears for you to be an absolute. With every illness comes also a gift, an awakening, an awareness, a new level of compassion, a new level of understanding. So don't judge the physical ailments as punishment to you, but see them as an opportunity for tremendous spiritual growth, because you have the opportunity, because of your gifts, of your inner strength, to withstand the drama and to withstand the pain and to step out of the cocoon in a new light, beautiful, brilliant, with new colors. And so all of you are asked to step out of the inner circle of your life where there might be lack of abundance, but you might not know what tomorrow brings, but you might not be with the one that you love and care for because he's off to a war or he is somewhere in another country or you're separated in any other formal way. Step away out of that inner circle of pain for a moment and let it be. Let it be because it feeds a cycle of discordant energies that no longer serve you. Step away and close your eyes if you haven't already done so and feel and sense yourself stepping away from all the musts and have-tos and maybes and whys and why me and the energy of lack. And step away from that. And with your eyes closed, look down. Look down deep within yourself. You can't look with your eyes open because you cannot see it with your open eyes. You can only see this light with your inner eyes. And you cannot see this light with your mind. You can only see this light with your heart. You can feel it. You know that it's there. If you want proof, then I ask you, how do you prove love? You can feel it, and you can see the results of love. But physical proof of something as intangible as love is impossible. And the same with the light within. It is there. There are miracles that can come from this light within. But you need to learn to trust it, to have faith in it, to allow it to grow, and to allow it to expand. And as it expands, to create a new circle around you, a different type of inner circle, an inner circle where you do not see the separation anymore, but an inner circle where you see oneness, where you understand that everything in your life has a reason. You might not understand it, but there's still purpose and there's direction, even though you might not see it at that moment. So you're asked in these times of great transformation to connect to masters like Amoria, to connect to angels like Archangel Michael, as they help you show the power of the first ray, to use a certain type of discipline, the discipline to step out of that drama, out of that circle that has you so captivated, into a new circle, the circle of expanded vision. A circle where you see that you are part of something greater. There's a star within your heart. That light within your heart, that six-pointed star, becomes the inner core of a greater star that you're part of. And there is that sense of surrender, of surrendering through the acceptance of your light into a greater light, that you can truly surrender and say, it is not my will that shall be done, but thy will. And with thy will, we are not talking about a God-like being outside of yourself that is telling you to turn left, or that is telling you to turn right, or that is handing you opportunities on a silver platter. But with that, we mean your own greater divine essence, your expanded self, your vaster self, your divine self, your God self, that is part of a vision that holds a much greater theme and scheme in mind, that understands that even so you might only see a little drop falling into the ocean, that the wave this drop is creating is a wave necessary to bring about great change and transformation. You are that drop in the ocean that moves the water, that brings change. But it is for you to trust that, to trust that you are at the right time, at the right place, and to trust that there is a greater force that is helping and supporting you if you're only willing to let go of those limited thoughts that you have about yourself or your relationships or your life, and to open up to something that is so much greater than you. So it is in stepping away from that what has kept you so captivated. even if it is the feeling of not feeling sufficient to receive our divine love, or not feeling sufficient for being the healer or being the teacher that in your heart so much yearn to be, or not feeling sufficient for being the one that can change the world just like a Mother Teresa could in her lifetime. The truth is, you're all Mother Teresa's, all in your own personal way. You're all Christ at once, all in your personal ways, in your own personal ways. But it is for you to look inside and to acknowledge that. So take a few deep breaths now. And with every out breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own heart self. Within that part of you that holds the key to everything that you're seeking. Because it is that most inner part that already has all the answers, that already remembers your origin, the origin of source creator, all that is that life is in you. And so at this time, at this year of 2013, where it is all about the reconstruction of your foundation, follow your bloodline, follow your ancestry, follow your lineage. And some with pride will say that they are in the lineage of the Christ. And others with pride will say that they are in the lineage of King Solomon, or the lineage of Adam and Eve, or the lineage of Lilith, or the lineage of Thoth, or whoever. But the truth is, you're all in the lineage of God, Source, Creator, all that is. Here in the lineage of oneness. And so it is for you to own that part of you, to own your source, and to let it come up through all of the lifetimes, through all of the many places you've been within the omniverse, the many places you've been here on earth, to let it through, to let it come forth and empower you. Empower you that you have the resources always that you need, regardless of what it appears for you at a moment of despair or confusion. Trust your source. Trust your lineage. Trust the ancestors of the lineage who have walked the path before you, that they will guide you and they will direct you. It will take the discipline to sit down and to stop, to sit down and to move in that place of stillness so that you can use your inner senses instead of your outer senses. But it is by using your inner senses, by confronting the pain within and stopping to run away from it, that something magnificent can take place. You can no longer run. You need to face who you are and then use all of those layers you've created for yourself. The veil that is so much talked about are all those layers that you've created for yourself to keep yourself limited, keep yourself in bondage, to keep yourself believing that there's still such a long journey ahead of you, to keep yourself believing that there's so much you still need to learn, so much to seek and to find, and that you're not ready enough. And yet, if at the source, at the core of you, you are the divine light, what is it that you're looking outside of yourself for? There, you will only find a reflection of that, what you believe is also within you. So enter yourself, see the riches that you are, and you create a magnetic force field that is going to draw those riches to you. Now I understand that being part of the human body and part of the human soul, there is tremendous fear to confront. because it is not only your own individual fear, but it is the fear of humanity that you're feeling. It is the tears of humanity that are burning in your eyes, and it is the sorrow and the hopelessness and the disillusionment of the many that still are unawakened, that are still keeping their eyes closed out of fear of seeing all the pain and all the disaster around them, where in reality what they need to look at is the brilliance within. So, take a look again. See that light. Take another deep breath. See that brilliant light in whatever form or way it presents itself to you. You might not see it. You might only feel it. You might not even feel it. Simply know that it's there. Envision it. Feel it. Put your hand on your heart. Know that it's there. Trust it. Believe in it. For one moment, allow yourself to let go of your physical self, to expand like a beautiful star that is in the heavens, like a shooting star. Allow yourself to shoot up into the heavens, away from the earth for a moment, and merge with the bigger part of yourself, merge with the greater star. It's the sun of the solar system, if you want. Or with a star in another planetary system, like the Pleiades. Or the Great Dipper. Or the Belt of Orion. But within that merging of that greater light, there comes a sense of comfort. It comes a sense of peacefulness, of completion. And in this place of completion, there also comes a sense of compassion, a releasing of judgment, a releasing of judgment towards yourself, as well as a releasement of judgment towards those around you. Because from that vantage point that you find yourself now at, you can only feel the magnetic rhythm, the heartbeat of all that is. There's a flow that goes far beyond your lifetime, an evolutionary process where one star is born and another star is dying, only to create a womb and the foundation for a new star to be born. And so nothing is ever lost. And so nothing for you will ever really be lost. Even so you might feel this way right now. Nothing will ever be lost. And so now look around within this your inner eye, not with your outer eye. And see and feel all the other stars that are all around you. Millions, billions, gazillions of stars. Know that they exist. Know that they represent the overlightening power and consciousness of the group of individuated selves, such as yourself, and feel the comfort in the knowing that you are part of this great matrix of light, and that as part of this, you've come to Earth to assist Earth in giving birth to a new consciousness, to give Earth and all of Earth's inhabitants the strength to awaken and to start focusing on the beautiful self instead of the self of hopelessness and despair. So I ask you now to connect to all of those six-pointed stars symbolizing the the perfect alignment of the lower self and the higher self, just like you. Feel the power of this. Feel the oneness in the group. Feel the tremendous comfort. And now look upon the earth. Look upon the earth and see and understand by looking underneath the mask of those who are hurting the earth that it is truly only the inability to see and fear what you can see and fear, because they're so afraid. They're so afraid that they need to destroy, that they need to hurt, that they need to take life to make themselves feel more, because within their heart they feel so little. And so now take a moment and send your radiant golden light, your starlight. Send it to the earth. Send it to any area of the earth that is calling right now so desperately for a little love and compassion. Because the typical reaction is judgment and persecution. But that is not going to heal your old wounds, the old scars, the old rifts, that are in the earth's crust, kept alive by those who are aiming to destroy, aiming to war, aiming for killing, and not really respecting nature in any form or way. So send out your golden ray. Send it out in the combined force to earth right now. Show love and compassion. Send it into your own life, to the people that you fear could use it right now, to help them, to support them. But also respect if they reject that light. Then simply send it to them as an opportunity to make a different choice. Just like the guardian with the lantern in his hand, showing the way, you too with that golden starlight can show the path, can show the way to a different form of existence. So send it to the hearts of those in pain, confused, angry, lost. And there's no country on this planet Earth that you will not find someone who is afraid, confused, and uses power over to substitute for their feeling of powerlessness. And as you do that, there is a horde of beautiful healing angels descending, joining all of you and supporting you in sending this light to the earth. There is a saying that it first has to get worse before it gets better. But you have the power to break that saying, just like you have the power to not draw to you any form of traumatic shift, the quaking of the earth, and volcanoes erupting, tsunamis. So it doesn't have to get worse before it gets better. You can simply gradually get better. And miracles can happen all the time. And they do. They do in your life. And they do in many other lives. So send that light. And feel yourself now flowing with that light back down towards the earth. Because you're part of that light. You are a living star on earth. An alignment like the Star of David taking place, it is not something that is done to you. It simply activates the six-pointed star within your heart that is already there. It has always been there. It is only for you to remember that at the core is perfect balance and harmony. You've just forgotten it. It's just that the layers, the way it's covered up, but it is there nonetheless. So flow back to the earth. Let the light touch the trees, the plants, the animals, and the humans alike. You might feel like a drop in the ocean, but know that the waves you're creating, such a simple task as this, tremendously powerful in unleashing a transformational force. And yes, there are those who are saying that some simply don't want oneness, but the truth is deep in their heart. Every human wants love. And it is the lack of love that is the driving force to much cruelty. So offer that love, not only to yourself, but to all those who've forgotten what the Christ love is really all about. And it has nothing to do with a religion, but that it is a state of consciousness where from within a great sense of peace and bliss emanates out into the world, bringing abundance, bringing joy, bringing happiness, and bringing health. So if for a moment the memory comes up of a relationship lost, the heartache starts becoming stronger within your heart, use that golden starlight within you and surround this pain into a golden cocoon. You might not be able to release this pain instantly, but by putting it into the golden cocoon, you allow it the time it needs to transform and transmute into something new. So you're also asked to be patient. Patient with yourself, and also patient with those who are not catching up to your consciousness as quickly as you would like them to. Patience and forgiveness will be key elements for this month of September. The ninth month of the year, nine symbolizing completion. And so the equinox symbolizes, in a way, completion of a cycle, where the colors change on the trees and the preparation is being made to enter into the silence of the womb again that is necessary so that in spring the new seed can grow and new creations can come into bloom. So you too are now preparing enter the womb again, necessary. And for those of you who are on the other side, who are towards the south hemisphere, you are preparing yourself to give birth. And isn't that beautiful that as one half of planet Earth is preparing itself to enter the womb of darkness, the other half of the Earth is getting ready to open up to the spring of new beginnings. And so there is always harmony. There's always balance. There's always the yin and the yang in all. So draw this balance into you now, into your heart. See the earth that is outside of you also within you. And know that all is well. All is well. Let this settle. Let the light settle within you. Let that knowing of completion, so I say completeness, expand from within outside of yourself. And wherever you sit, wherever you find yourself, acknowledge that you are exactly where your light is needed. So in the days to come, connect yourself with your greater star, whether it is your soul star, foot above your crown chakra, or whether it is that star that you consider to be your home star that is from the planetary system that you came from. Whatever that star is that you're connecting yourself with, let it straighten you, let it uplift you, let it ignite the star within you, just like the star of Bethlehem, guiding those who seek out the higher vibration of love. That star of Bethlehem guided them to the little stable where the Christ was born as a symbol of hope, of a new beginning, a new cycle. It had nothing to do with religion. It was for all of humanity a symbol of a new beginning. And so following December 21st, 2012, this also is a new cycle, a new beginning, a new phase in the Earth's evolutionary process. So you are the stars that are lightening up the path that I needed to show humanity where to find hope, where to find love, where to find forgiveness. So what once was up to one man is now up to all of you by giving birth and awakening to the Christ star within your own inner self. I invite you in the days ahead to take a look at the color red. It is a color that often gets misunderstood because it is considered a color that's connected to Mars and that is used to anger the bull in a bullfight. And yet it is also a very powerful color to give strength and empowerment and encouragement and energy in times that you might feel deflated, or you might feel that there's so much that you're up against. It is also the color of your bloodline, your lineage. So let that color red remind you not only of the passion of the Christ, but also that you can call on your ancestors to support you in being that beacon of love and light that you were always meant to be for your own self and for those around you. So own that, my friends, because the days ahead can feel dark, and they can feel like they're filled with despair. But if you look underneath that, you see how much transformation already has taken place and how much has already been accomplished. We lovingly want to say, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle is taking place. Have trust and faith in the knowing that there's much to look forward to, that there are going to be fruits that you can harvest from all of the labor you've put forth and you continue to put forth. Every once in a while, the more, the better, step away from that drama or the controversy or all the pain. Take a step back. Reconnect your inner star to that greater star above you. And look upon that what seemed so tight and restricting. There's new eyes. Let that Christ love, that golden ray of that inner star flow forward into that tightness. And you will see that great transformation can take place. My friend Mark, is there anybody who's calling in at this time, or do they even know the number to call in?
Let me go ahead and give out the number, and then I'm actually going to start with the first question. The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So feel free to call in and ask St. Germain a question. St. Germain, it's a great honor to have you on here this evening, and I always enjoy communicating with you. I've been feeling very close to you with all the work I've been doing for the last 3 years or 2 years that I've been working with you.
Yes, that is true. You and I, we certainly are working very closely together, and it is a great honor, and it is very beautiful to work with you and through you as a channel.
The question I have is just a general one, which hopefully will not only answer questions for myself on my path, but also help so many that are listening at this time. You know, one of the things that I'm looking at as far as my growth has to do with understanding as I move forward that I need to surrender and to trust, which are the two key concepts that are necessary to create or co-create. And I was wondering if you could explain surrender and trust.
Most certainly. It is nothing that can be forced. Surrender is a process of expanding your consciousness and allowing yourself to link in with that greater, vaster part of you that some know as your divine I Am presence. It is, in a way, recognizing that you as an individuated self are the densest form of something much greater that is expressing itself through you at any moment in time. So it is about creating this link and this connection to that greater part of you, which you can certainly do by entering your own inner sanctuary and doing nothing else, and in that sacred places in your heart, call on your soul and your divine I Am presence to be present and to be in perfect alignment with you, with your physical you, with your densest you, and feel that alignment. And that, at that moment, feeling yourself expand and feeling yourself merge with the greater consciousness that has all the answers. Now, this process cannot be forced, but it can occur through a willingness to call on this alignment on a regular basis and allow it to deepen more and more until it becomes a natural state of being at all times. So it is done through calling upon it, through calling it to you, through meditating on it, so that you feel this presence. And when there are moments of fear, and when there are moments of confusion, and when there are moments when you don't have the answer, to speak to that greater presence of you and to ask that greater presence to give you a sign, to give you direction, to give you confirmation, to lift the clouds, the veil, the confusion, for you to see at the appropriate time what the answer is to your question. And as you allow it to come to you, the key part is allowance and surrender. Because we notice how many of you are willing to surrender and then you become impatient because you do not get the answer the way you want it or as quickly as you want. So there's also a willingness of being truthful to yourself and being patient to let the answers come to you at the appropriate time. Does that help you understand surrender?
Yes, it does.
Good. And the trust is the willingness to live in the knowing that there is a greater part that you're an aspect of that has all the answers, and that you trust that it is not just your imagination, but it is the reality that you're part of. And again, trust in this case becomes as simple as a choice that you make on a daily basis.
Yeah, as you're going through that process, is it okay to ask for some type of validation?
Very much so. Of course you would like to have validation. And it is in the asking, in the threefold way, meaning asking it three times to really shroud out to the universe how serious you are about committing to finding the verification, the validation, you will find that it will be given to you. But what we also notice with many of you is that you call out to us, and then when we come to you with the answer, you keep yourself too busy that you're blocking the answer. So there's also that willingness of going into a place of stillness and receptivity to hear and feel and know what we have to tell you, instead of simply seeing the butterfly that is flying by you, to also acknowledge the
the sacredness and the significance of the timing of the butterfly and what the butterfly symbolizes at that moment. That we cannot do for you, that you can only do in connection to your heart, where your heart will soar when the answer is given to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
The realization comes in different ways. It doesn't always come the way you expect it, but it will come nonetheless.
There seems to be some indication that I've been getting that the universe almost wants to know what it is that I want to create. So one of the exercises that I've been doing lately is basically to get out a sheet of paper and write something as though it's already happened and have gratitude for it, to say, wow, you know, it's incredible the day I had yesterday, even though, you know, yesterday is might be this morning. Kind of writing as if. Is that a good exercise for framing or putting ideas?
Excellent. Excellent exercise, as there is no time the way you experience time on Earth, and by putting it into the present moment or into the past, you're creating it as it is already there. That is why we talk about the powerful statement of I am the life and the resurrection, as the resurrection always comes after the crucifixion. So you move beyond being crucified by life into the part of resurrection where you open your wings and you fly off the cross into the liberated state of your ascended you. So yes, it is all about seeing beyond the moment and bringing it into the here and now. As for the choices, as for writing down what it is that you want, understand that you're an aspect of God, who has created all that is. There is no limits. The question always is what you choose based on your passion, based on what it is that your heart is telling you is in alignment with your soul and your divine I Am presence, or are you working against the message of your heart, doing something or writing something down because you believe that this is the only way to abundance or recognition or other human lower self aspects of creation? Then you will find that creating those will not bring you the happiness that in your heart you're seeking. So it is also, once again, listening to your true self and to your heart as you write down these manifestations, these statements of what it is that you're grateful to have created, and ask yourself always and foremost why it is that you choose that particular creation. Is this because it brings you joy to see that happening, or is it because you still don't trust yourself, you still don't trust your light, your worthiness, your gifts, and therefore you are putting this down to receive the validation that you are worth loving, that you are worth being respected, that you are worth being seen? So always find the true motive as to why you put down those statements and why you choose to draw this to you, and the answer can only come from your heart.
Okay, one last question before I bring a caller on. It seems to me, looking at my path as the way it's been unfolding lately, and also seeing some people out in the spiritual world who seem to have had the same path, there seems to be this shedding of things, this clearing of resetting, almost to the point that, you know, I know for myself and for others, we've gone to the point of, you know, pretty much losing or clearing everything we have in our lives, all our assets, all who we are, all our job stuff, you know, almost like getting, you know, shedding the skin of the snake kind of thing. Why do you think that is necessary as far as the process of spiritual development?
It is because of the time you chose to incarnate here on Earth. It is because you are an aspect of Earth. And Earth, on 12/21/2012, chose to start a whole new cycle. With a new cycle comes a full new reset, a full new foundation that is now being created. It is a new life. It is a new beginning. It is almost like a new day when you decide to put on some new clothes, some new colors, some different shoes from the day before. So with that comes that moment of choice as to what is it that you truly want to bring into this new day, into this new cycle. So you're not only doing this for yourself, that letting go and letting go of everything, coming to this point zero state so that you can truly step forth in your new light, in your new clothes, in your new way of beingness. But you're doing this for Earth. This is how Earth expresses her new colors, her new code, her new self through all of you who are willing to do this. And some of you are doing it not only for your own self, but you are the way showers. You're doing this to support humanity in the power of letting go of the old, by showing humanity as you tread the path that by letting go of the old, you're not simply dying or getting destroyed or vanished, but you actually are entering a more liberated, free state, a state of greater consciousness, a state of greater freedom, and that is what you're feeding into the collective consciousness. So know that all of this is part of your contract of what it is that you're here supposed to do at this time of new beginnings.
Thank you for that, and thank you for working with me. I'm going to go ahead and bring on a caller to ask you a question. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to ask your name. You're on the air with St. Germain.
Greetings. How can I assist you?
Hi, is this me?
This is you.
Okay, great.
This is
Stacy. St. Germain, it's an honor to talk to you. And my question is that I often wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and somebody told me that the reason is because that there are messages that want to come to me because the veil is thin at that time. So I want to ask you, is that correct? And if so, what do I need to do to receive the messages?
For starters, my dear, don't work so hard. You're working so hard to receive our messages. And in reality, you're already so wise, and you already have so much knowledge and so much inner knowing that you simply need to trust. The reason why you're waking up during those times is indeed because these are times where you receive downloads. But they're happening more on an energy level, so there's nothing that you actually have to do but, again, to trust and surrender the process.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly can sit in this moment and you can connect to any of us masters or angels to receive even further guidance, but it is not necessary. You're not failing by not hearing words or not seeing the scroll opening up in front of you, giving you exact messages. You're receiving it nonetheless. There's a willingness for you to let go even further of that mind structure and to simply be in the energy and know that the answers are going to be given to you at any moment in time when you need it. So you're going further through a process of letting go of control and simply being the love and light that you are. So trust the process. You're doing everything you humanly can. You cannot put much more on your plate. So just trust the flow and know that at the appropriate time, the right book will be given to you, the right person will meet you, and you've seen this already before. Just continue on your path. You are on the right path. Trust it.
Okay. Thank you. That makes me feel a whole lot better because somebody did a reading for me recently and told me that the guides were telling her that they're trying to get messages to me, but I'm not listening. And I don't know what it is I'm supposed to be doing to listen more or better.
My dear, you're listening just fine. Remember, you're listening with other senses.
Right.
And your mind is struggling with this and wants to understand, wants to put it into a box, into a drawer, into a structure. And the way you receive the downloads, you cannot put it in that structure. And the reader, in a way, became a divine messenger for your own fears. So that reader only reflected back to you what you were so worried about and concerned about. So be grateful for the message, because at that moment, that reader was a mirror for you to show you where you need to surrender and let go, because these fears are unwarranted. Trust yourself. Trust that you are at the right place at the right time.
Okay, wonderful. And you spoke to Mike a few minutes ago about divine contracts that we made at this time and place. So is there any way that we would not fulfill the contract that we made?
It would be a very severe situation. And my dear, you're not in this. So trust that you are fulfilling your contract. And we understand that many of your light workers right now are feeling that they are not doing enough. But it is really in the willingness to not do anything right now so that the foundation can reconstruct itself and to only step in action when the time is right. And the time is simply not right for you now to step into action. It is just like in the winter when the lake is frozen and it is quiet and there's snow on the trees. You would hurt the plants, the seeds that are growing, if you push the sunlight onto it and force to defrost everything. There's a time and place for everything. Allow that sleeping state and allow that quietness, because underneath that, there are beautiful seeds that are ready to come out when the time is right. So trust the process. You're not failing. Everything is exactly the way it needs to be.
Thank you. That makes me feel much better. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And I believe now we will close with my friend Mike, as I will channel through him. Mike, you do not have much time, my friend, but we will close with his music. Now that it is always my honor as Saint Germain to come before all of you at this radio show that is far from a radio show, that is a time of gathering to hear, to grow, to expand, to remember who you are. Love and blessings to all of you, and it is so. Amen.
listening to Saint Germain Radio on Spiritual Connections Radio. Thank you and have a great night.